Well, what everybody's talking about, we sure hope it's the prayer show today. Urgent prayer intentions. This is where we storm heaven together as the mystical body of Christ, and we go big with God. That's what this particular monthly show is all about. Urgent prayer requests and intentions today on Take Two. Jerry, I love this show. It gives me a little bit of writer's cramp because I'm making notes to put in our prayer book as quick as possible, but I love it. It's a good workout.
It is. Actually, Debbie and I have talked about how we feel at the end of the prayer shows, how we feel like we've just worked out, because there are a lot of prayer intentions that they're going to start coming in any second now, including yours if you have something you would like to take to family around the world to pray for. 833-288-EWTN. You should have that phone number on your refrigerator or hopefully memorized by now. 833-288-3986. What's going on in your world with people you know, people you love, people who need prayers? Maybe it's you, maybe it's a loved one, a spouse, a neighbor, a coworker, anyone. We're going to lift up all prayers today and gather them all together at the end of the show and offer them to our Lord.
Absolutely. And we really need to hear from you. If you'd like us to pray for something for you on your behalf and to help and to storm together heaven, because we are, brothers and sisters in Christ, please call in. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. If there's something really heavy on your heart and you'd like a group to kind of try to get God's attention with you, we are here, ready, willing, and able at 833-288-3986. And Jerry, I have a question for you. Let's see how well you know me. Why do I love today's gospel reading so very, very much?
I don't know. You're going to have to tell me.
He must be joking, folks. He has to know this.
With God, all things are possible.
Exactly. Yeah. Matthew 19:26. It's on every single room in my home, in our home here. Absolutely. And that goes along with our confidence in prayer, right? In the gospel reading, for men, this is impossible, but for God, all things are possible. It doesn't say some things. Maybe if he feels like he's on a good day, if he wants to just grant it, all things are possible. That's why we pray, and we pray hard. Okay. And we persevere in prayer. Matthew 19:26, folks, please have confidence in prayer. And please, if you have praise reports, call us. Okay. This is the urgent prayer show, but we need the praise reports as well to really instill that confidence in others. Because I tell you what, it can be, you know, you can get really tired and just so kind of down when you're praying for something and you don't see any forward movement. But that's why we need the praise reports, to give us that little boost to keep going.
Okay, what can we pray for along with you? We are a praying family, the Take Two family. You can join the conversation a number of different ways. By phone, we get to hear your beautiful voice at 833-288-3986. Email, we don't hear your voice, but we get to a number of the email prayer intentions. We got one from Cease already and John, and we're going to get some more at take2@ewtn.com. If you are blessed enough to be watching the video streams on Facebook and YouTube, EWTN Catholic Radio page is there. Hello, we are waving at you. You can post your comments there, your prayer intentions. Jeff Burson will get those to us. And the other way you can do that is visit the website for the show, take2show.com.
And we've had several of our Take Two family members visit take2show.com. Donna is in desperate need of physical healing of her eye. Okay, so let's pray for Donna. There's more coming in rather quickly, which is good. Mary said, hi, Debbie and Jerry. Please keep me in your prayers. My son is estranged, going on 3 years. This has been going on for 25 years, off and on, a divorce situation. Mary, we will pray hard. I can totally relate to that. So that is a tough situation. And boy, oh boy, does that get you down.
Well, I mentioned we got John's email. Let me give the phone number first, then we'll read that. 833-288-3986. What can we pray for along with you today? Important. God, I need you now. Urgent prayer intentions. Debbie, John emails, good morning. I think we especially need God now after that very disrespectful article was posted in The Atlantic. To be labeled an extremist because I carry a rosary is, well, I don't even have the words at this moment. It's very disheartening. We as Catholic Christians especially need to pray the rosary and remember where our true home is. Walk in the truth. Your friend, John. Mm-hmm.
Well, John, if you're listening, which we hope you are, because you're a loyal listener to Take Two, you'll be very, very proud when I tell you this. After we did the show yesterday and we talked a lot about the article that was circulating, there was a gigantic all day long show of, support for Our Lady, for our devotions. In the Catholic Church all day long on social media, Jerry, on Facebook and Twitter. It was amazing. So many clergy weighed in and they showed pictures of themselves carrying the rosary, and priests were saying, no, this is not right. You know, we have to pray harder. And people were saying, you know what? I only pray a decade of the rosary. Now I'm going to pray the whole rosary a couple times. And so it had the opposite effect, what I think they had intended in this article. A lot of people said this article was filled with hate speech and it was trying to incite violence, and it was just not good and not good. But what did we as Catholics do? We used social media in a beautiful giving glory to God way and his mother, right? By saying we're praying more. Oh, well, here's what we got. So, John, I think it had the opposite effect. And see, that's what we need to do as Catholic Christians, is to grow stronger when we are hit with these, enemies and adversities and obstacles. We have to grow stronger, Jerry. And that's all with prayer.
Well, we must never be ashamed of our faith, and we must also realize that the rosary is a spiritual tool. It is not; it is in no way associated with violence or hatred or attacking people or anything like that. It is a weapon, but that is a spiritual weapon, because what the world doesn't realize, we are in a battle, but it is a spiritual battle. St. Paul talks about it. We contend not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers and so forth. So please be diligent about letting your faith be known, not in a prideful way, but pray your rosary, say grace in meals, at meals and restaurants, and share your faith in the workplace and with your family, because we're in a very difficult hour in the church and in the world right now, and we know that Satan is definitely very, very active, but Jesus Christ gets the last word.
Amen. And like John Paul II, be not afraid. This article was filled with a lot of hateful things and causing a lot of, agitation. Don't be afraid, folks, because fear is not of God. Pray more, pray harder, pray often. You'll get stronger. Join us today. We have one open phone line at 833-288-3986. This is your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie and you. We're praying today.
Well, let's take two with Jerry and Debbie. Two of our shows every month, one right around the first of the month. Usually we try and do it right on the first of the month, is whom or what are you praying for in the middle of the month? Here we are at August 16th already. Urgent prayer intentions. God, I need you now. We want to pray with you at 833-288-3986. And we will do just that after I tell you about EWTN Religious Catalog and email. Now, EWTN's religious catalog should be and is, for many of you, I know, your online destination for gifts and holy reminders. We just encourage you to buy Catholic, okay? Shop EWTNRC.com. Do it today. You support the mission of the world's largest religious media organization, EWTN. And you can receive regular emails from the EWTN religious catalog. Just visit EWTN and click on subscribe, and you will be all set.
Good deal. Okay, we're going to get to Patricia in just a second. Let me just add Mary's comment. Mary came in on our website, prayers for her brother-in-law, Bill, with stage 5 kidney failure. And she says, thank you so very much. And so, you know what I love about the Take Two family? You guys are so sweet. You're always praying for other people, and then you'll always share how grateful you are that we're praying. You have such big hearts. We love the Take Two family. We're sending you all beautiful virtual hugs today. Patricia in Cleveland, Ohio, listening on our friends at The Rock. Welcome to the prayer show.
Thank you, Debbie and Jerry. How are you today?
Doing pretty well, Patricia. How about yourself?
Good, thank you. I'm storming heaven for prayers for my daughter, Victoria. She's been having severe back pains and knee pains, and she can't afford having it because she's a nurse at our local VA, and she needs to have prayers for her. Also, her friend, Tracy, that she went to nursing school with, was diagnosed with cancer, and it's just spreading, and it seems like there's no stop to it. Mm-hmm. And also her childhood friend Lucy, that was just diagnosed with a brain tumor in April and was given 6 months to live. So we need prayers desperately for all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure. Go ahead.
Patricia, can I ask you a question? I'm not saying this is going to happen. I'm not saying that a miracle will definitely occur, but I can tell you that it's a miraculous place. You are not too far from Rhoda Wise's house in Canton, Ohio. Have you thought about making a trip there?
We have, but with my daughter's work schedule, it's been kind of hard to schedule a time right now, but it looks like we should do it.
Please. And let me just, Jerry just wrote over exactly what I was going to say. Patricia, you go. You go and take all of these intentions with you. Take your daughter Victoria and her friend and everything that's happening. Go on their behalf. Represent them, okay? And you go, please. And really, really petition all of heaven, because you know at Rhoda Wise's house there's all these relics in the room where Jesus appeared, right? And there's all these relics, and ask all of heaven to surround your family to heal in many, many ways, to help heal. Now, could there be physical healings? Absolutely. But, you know, more important than that is the spiritual healings and the emotional healings, because that's what really can have us sustain all this and to understand that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. There's a reason for everything. So, Patricia, if you can make that short pilgrimage, I think it's probably only an hour away from Cleveland, please go, and we'll be with you in spirit.
I appreciate it. And if you can add my husband Dino and myself to the prayer list, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, God bless you, Patricia. We will definitely add you and Dino. And I would just tag on to what Debbie said, which I thought was beautiful. Great insight to have you go there and take these prayer intentions with you. You know, Debbie mentioned the scripture passage that's all over her home: with God, all things are possible. And you know, God can do things, you know, any way that he wants. You know, you have these intentions, these people, you can carry them spiritually, just like in Luke chapter 5, when they lowered the man down through the roof. They couldn't get into the house to get to Jesus for him to be healed, so they took a part of the roof off and lowered him down. See, it was the efforts and the hearts and the love of those other people that brought that man to Jesus. So you're doing the same thing. So keep that in mind. God knows that. He can honor that, and we will definitely be steeped in prayer for your intentions.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, Patricia. Okay, George is up next in San Antonio, Texas, on Guadalupe Radio Network. And the same with you, George. You have some great churches and shrines in San Antonio. Same thing you can do to go and be in front of our Lord and all the relics that you have around you in San Antonio. Welcome, George.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I I would like to pray for my son. His name's Miguel. And his girlfriend, her name is Sadie. They're both suffering from mental health issues. He's got some addiction issues. We've recently brought them home to live with us because we want to help them. And they could really use our prayers right now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And also for my wife, Lucy, and myself, as we deal with the situation, it's tough. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I heard the last caller, and I'm going to do that. I'm going to look for some of the better known places here in town, and I'm going to go there. I hear what you're saying. I can represent them and go and pray for them that they heal. Mm-hmm. And so I would appreciate that, please.
Mm-hmm. Right. George, I just recently, and Jerry, I don't know if I shared this with you yet. It's fascinating. I was doing some work with Adam Bly, religious demonologist, and he had said that sometimes when people are really troubled you know, with brain health issues, and they are seeking help. They are getting professional help. They are, you know, trying to work through it. Sometimes the mind just doesn't have a chance to settle from all sorts of, you know, thoughts and all sorts of things that are kind of coming in from the outside. And he said that they have found that there is great comfort before you go to sleep to take holy water and put it all over your head. Take holy water and massage it into your scalp of your head. And it's very important. And you know, George, the other night, I'm not joking about this. This is true. The other night I was very agitated about something that was happening in what was happening in something in my personal life. And I did exactly that. I went to the bottle of holy water and I put the holy water across my forehead, all over my head and my scalp. And George, I cannot even begin to tell you, I had the most amazing night's sleep. I woke up refreshed. Now, this is not like some kind of magical, mystical thing. It is a sacramental. So, you know, the good Lord is constantly strengthening us. And we're all going through a lot of things. And it sounds like your son and his girlfriend are going through a lot. If you can ease that and bring them some comfort with these sacramentals, I would do it. Had you heard that before, Jerry?
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't have the same situation going on that you did, but I felt at night I was having a demonic oppression of some kind. I would lay in bed and I simply could not move. I think I was kind of half awake, half asleep, and I was kind of being under attack, and Adam told me to take the holy water on my temples and on my eyes and my ears and so forth. So I've had kind of the same thing. But George, I just wanted to offer you this word as well. I have been through, I guess, what Debbie likes to call brain health issues. I've been in very severe depression a couple times in my life. One of the things that depression tells you is that you don't have a future. And I'm curious to know, George, do Miguel and his girlfriend, are they planning marriage? Are they maybe looking forward to a family, careers, things like that? Did they have things, you know, kind of out in front of them that can maybe provide a little bit of positive incentive for them to keep moving forward?
I think they do, and that's kind of what I want to try to intervene and help them and motivate them a little bit into those things.
Good. Good. Yeah, please do all you can to support that. And don't forget, you know, they may have received professional help already, counseling, medications if need be, and so forth. But God has given us those things. And I remember the late, great Father Benedict Rochelle once saying that, you know, anyone who's going through things like depression or anxiety or whatever, if you don't at least look into a possible medication help for that, he says you're kind of being neglectful, because he was a psychologist and he really believed that God has given us those tools. So, George, you've got a worldwide audience praying for you and your family, your wife, and of course Miguel and his girlfriend.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. God bless you.
Please keep us posted, George, and everyone else as well. We journey with you, so we want to know how everything is working out. Also, too, Jerry, I don't know if you know that yesterday started the St. Michael Lenten fast. I don't know if you've heard of that, how it goes from August 15th all the way to the Feast of the Archangels. And they call it a Lenten fast because it's like a second Lent. But, you know, with George's son's name being Miguel, I would definitely go to St. Michael, definitely, too, to ask St. Michael to really help. It's an my sister and my brother and Marty and I are doing the St. Michael fast. It's fascinating. It's a very old devotion, and I want to bring it back.
Yeah, you're right. It started yesterday and goes, as Debbie said, September 29th, the Feast of the Archangels. You can find out more about that online. Just do a search St. Michael Lenten fast and you'll be in luck.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's hear Joe is also in San Antonio, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the prayer show.
Thank you. Thanks very much. I want to say first off that I do listen to you guys a lot, and I really appreciate how you can combine joy with compassion and empathy and also magisterially faithful thoughts and teachings and spirituality. So it's an amazing combination, and you guys do it. So thank you very much for that.
That's best compliment we've ever received. I think there's a lot in
thank
there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. God be praised.
Well, thank you, and amen. But it is true. I you know, you get one or the other or one of many things from different places, but you guys are able to combine it all, and it's all heartfelt, and that's just beautiful. So,
thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
My prayer request, and I detest praying for myself, but I just have to because I'm in a tight spot, as they say, and I need help and prayers for resolving a difficult legal proceeding and situation that I'm up against. And I have an attorney, but and he's a good Catholic gentleman, but he needs prayers in order for him to be able to have some effect on my behalf. And so I'm praying for God's will and for his mercy and charity towards me, and that the system will have that goal in mind as well, bringing greater glory to God. And I can't give many details, but it could impact myself and my family severely. And so I'm just, I need the prayers.
Absolutely. Joe, let me share something with you. I went through a major, now mine was separate. Mine was probably different from yours. I went through a post-divorce, horrific, very costly legal, troubles for many years. It was so scary and crazy. I thought I never want to see the inside of a courtroom ever again, as long as I live. But I will tell you that a wonderful priest grabbed me one day and said, "You look horrible." And I said, "Well, Father, you don't know the stress I'm under." And I shared a little bit with him. And he said, "Here, you need to take this rosary. Hold on to this rosary. Pray often. Get everybody who is a part of the legal situation, like you said, your lawyer is a Catholic. Give them blessed rosaries. Pray often. Pray round the clock. Get people to pray rosaries." And Joe, I took that rosary into the courtroom every single time. I won every single legal battle. Okay. And my hand had marks inside the palm because I was squeezing the rosary so hard. I thought I was going to bust it right in the courtroom. But Joe, I promise you something about Our Lady. She'll never let go of your hand. Okay, no matter what happens, you'll get through it if you hold on to Our Lady's hand. She's your spiritual mother, and she loves you more than anybody. She loves you more than anybody. Please, Joe, take on that challenge and bring Our Lady into every situation.
Thank you. Thank you. I will, and I'll communicate that to my legal team, so to speak. And it just so happens that I had just finished praying the rosary when your promo for the prayer show came on the radio, so... I finished praying the rosary, and I'm used to turning you on at the top of the hour, and that's the first thing I heard was that this was going to be your prayer request show, so that's a start of it. Thank you.
Perfectly providential. I'll only add to that, Joe, my middle name is Joseph. You're named after St. Joseph, I presume. There is a devotion to St. Joseph called Sleeping St. Joseph. I'm holding the statue up here. I know you're not watching on YouTube or Facebook, Joe, right now, but it's a statue of St. Joseph actually laying down, and it's called Sleeping St. Joseph because he got so many words from God about God's will for himself and the Holy Family while he was praying. He got them in the dreams. You know that, Joe. And so there's a Catholic devotion called Sleeping St. Joseph, and you write your prayer intentions, put them down underneath, put Sleeping St. Joseph on top of them, and he has not failed to answer one thing that I've been asking him, and that was sent to me by one of our good friends near San Antonio as well. So,
Give that a shot. And Joe, real quickly, don't forget to pray for the judges involved, because when we were praying for the judges that were in court, we had one judge, he was actually a Jewish judge, and I was a little bit concerned, but his words, Joe, were so Christian, I thought, there's Our Lady. Our Lady came right in there, and she helped. So Joe, keep us posted, okay? We really, really want to be praying along with you and for a great victory here. This is your prayer show on Take 2 with Jerry and Debbie. Please join us 833-288-3986.
Well, the great Father Patrick Peyton used to say, the family that prays together stays together. We want you as a family to pray together, and we love praying together as a Take 2 family. We do it twice a month. Your prayer intentions drive the show. We're going to get right back to them, but one of the things that many people have been praying about, the prayers have been answered, some people are still praying for it, that is for a local AM or FM Catholic radio station in your area. Not everybody can afford Sirius XM or be able to watch on YouTube or Facebook. So a lot of people still listen on what we call terrestrial radio stations, and several of our EWTN family members are celebrating their anniversaries this week. Dave Vacheris, our good friend at Annunciation Radio, he's the general manager, but he's not alone. He's got a fantastic team, all of the people there at Annunciation Radio. They have five stations in northern Ohio, and they're celebrating 12 years on the air. And then the Station of the Cross, led by Jim and Joanne Wright. 16 stations in four states. They're celebrating an amazing 22 years with EWTN. So it's possible, folks, if you don't have a station, maybe God's calling you to start one. So we congratulate Dave and Jim and all of the folks at Annunciation Radio and the Station of the Cross.
Happy anniversary. Way to go. Way to go. And they still have, you know, the energy and the focus and the dedication to keep going for many more years. And that's what we want to support our affiliates who are really going strong in their local areas. I think it's amazing. And when you support Catholic radio, you're supporting your all around you, locally, right where you live. And that's pretty cool, folks. Marie says, please pray for healing for me. I'm battling. Oh, Marie's battling COVID and I miss going to church. Also pray for my daughter, Lynn, who has been sick. She's a nurse and she's been dragging herself to work sick. Oh, Marie. So we're going to pray for you, your daughter, Lynn. Get well quickly, Marie. And we will be praying. A lot of people are really struggling. Some people are getting two and three hits with COVID. That's tough.
It is. Well, we have a lot more prayer intentions on the phone and social media and email, but we're going to go back to the calls. Bernadine is in Dearborn Heights, Michigan, listening today to us on Ave Maria Radio. Hi, Bernadine. How are you?
Hi.
Welcome.
Hello. Okay. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I am requesting prayers for my four sons and their families, that they would return back, that the Holy Spirit will guide them back to the Catholic faith and their sacraments.
Yes. You know, Bernadine, I was just talking about Catholic radio stations and some of our partners, Annunciation, Station of the Cross, many others. Debbie and I, between us, have hosted about 400 Catholic radio pledge drives, including for those two networks. And most of them ask their listeners when they call in to make a financial gift, what are your favorite programs and do you have any prayer intentions? The runaway number one, by far, prayer intention, Bernadine, is exactly what you just mentioned. And I heard your emotion there a little bit. And I would just encourage you, you know, look at the cross. Spend time meditating on the cross. They call it the school of the cross, the Schola Crucis, you know, among all of the other prayers that you do. Go to Mass, Divine Mercy Chaplet, Rosary. But spend time looking at the cross. And Jesus will tell you from that cross, Bernadine, I did this for your four sons. Nobody wants them to be back in the faith and get to heaven more than I do. That's why I did this for them and did this for you. So maybe that's just an inspiration that came to me. Debbie, I don't know if you've got anything, but
I do. I just have one comment. Are your four sons, have they received all their sacraments?
They were raised completely in the Catholic faith until they got married.
Sure. Sure, absolutely. I'm right with you. And there's a lot of folks that feel the same way. We wrote a book about it, Trustful Surrender. So we totally understand your as a mother how your heart is aching for your four sons. But here's the good news. You ready for this? A lot of saints talked about this. You did your job. Okay? Your kids were raised in the faith. Your kids received the sacraments. Be at peace. Let it play out and do exactly what Jerry said and maintain that interior joy, because you did what you were called to do by your vocation as a parent, as a mother. And you know what? We have to take comfort in that, and we have to be at peace because they have their free will, and we pray. We surround them with the faith as best we can. We live out the faith, but we must maintain that joy. Okay, can you try really hard to do that? Because you did well by giving them the sacraments and raising them in the faith.
Thank you, Debbie, because I never seen it that way. I just feel like I had I can't think of the word. I just feel like I failed them.
Didn't do enough. Yeah, right.
Right, right. And we all do.
That's why I can't. There are times when I feel like I'm tired of praying because it's almost useless. And I says, no, I can't. I have to keep praying.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, but be at peace because they have their sacraments. Bernadine, I have to tell you something real quickly. We have we used to have confirmation in junior high and high school. And when Bishop Olmsted came into our diocese, he brought it back to the restored order. So the sacraments were given earlier for the children. And I was the religious education director. And something told me to ask permission to have my youngest son, who was only in third grade, to receive confirmation. It was so strong, I couldn't even see straight. And I thought, oh, he's too young. I can do it next year. I'm still the religious education director. I went to the pastor. I said, Father, can we have Matthew receive confirmation? He said, absolutely. He's ready. He's been with you in ministry. Do you know that next year is when my former husband told me he wanted a divorce and our whole family was split apart? My son would have never received confirmation. I'm telling you this from my own walk. You did well by bringing them up in the faith and receiving the sacraments. Be at peace and let it play out and do your part, but try to maintain that joy and relieve yourself of any of that kind of guilt that we all feel as parents. We're always going to feel guilty as parents. That's a kind of part of the job, right? You know, if we do things well, we go, oh, that was good. We did it well. If we do things and we think it didn't turn out well, we said, oh, we must have done something wrong. Don't go there, because I believe that is the trick from the demons to get us off the mark and get us discouraged. Okay?
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, Jerry.
You're welcome, Bernadine. Yeah, keep on praying. You're right. Sometimes we can think the prayers aren't doing anything, but there's a saying, God is never late. God will be there, Bernadine, for your sons. We guarantee that one way or another. Mark in Cleveland left a voicemail at EWTN for the prayer show. He would like some prayers. They are facing some very difficult family challenges, Mark and his family in Cleveland. So please keep them in your prayers, folks.
Absolutely. Caroline is up next in Michigan on Ave Maria Radio. Hi, Caroline. Welcome.
Thank you. Blessings to you both. The prayer request that I have is for all the Protestant preachers who have to find in their heart to preach to their parishioners the great, their great untruths about the Catholic religion. It's not fair to the public to have them lie to their parishioners about the untruths about the Catholic Church just to make themselves look great. I find it very disheartening for Protestants to do that. It's not only the small town radio programs, it's the big mega churches that have broad coverage over the whole United States. Mm-hmm. It's very disheartening to hear that preachers will find it in their hearts to put down another religion just to make themselves look good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so much I know I could say, Caroline, about this, and Debbie could say. I would just point back to something we mentioned yesterday. It was EWTN's 41st anniversary on the air, and it is the largest religious media network in the world, and close to over 600 stations now. So I say that because, you know, this is bringing a lot of people who misunderstand the Catholic faith into the church, including pastors and you know, others who lead churches. Marcus Grodi's excellent ministry, The Journey Home. But I would also say this. It's unfortunate, and I mean no disrespect to any non-Catholic Christian who has a gripe with the Catholic Church on anything. But Fulton Sheen once said, there are not 100 people in the United States who hate the Catholic Church, but there are millions who hate what they wrongly perceive the Catholic Church to be. And Caroline, mm-hmm. the bottom line is, these preachers, mega churches, whatever, they have been maybe inadvertently lied to, but they haven't gotten the real truth about Catholicism. So yes, we need to definitely pray for them, because, you know, I was just thinking about this the other day. People talk about having a personal relationship with Jesus. I'd love to be able to say to anybody who's not in the Catholic Church, you think you've got a personal relationship with Jesus. How about eating him? How about mm-hmm. receiving his body, blood, soul, and divinity
adoring
in the Eucharist?
Him.
How about adoring him? How about going mm-hmm. to a priest who has been deputed by Christ, designated by Christ to forgive our sins? And it's all scriptural and mm-hmm. historical, too. So anyway, I'm just... you got me passionate, Caroline.
Yeah, you got Jerry. His blood pressure's going up, Caroline. But you know, I just, whenever I hear Christian preachers and they take a swipe at Catholicism, I always quickly go, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Because you know, there are Christian brothers and sisters, and it's really unfortunate that that we can't be more united in one voice as a follower of Christ. So we need to really pray for that, because it is sad. And we do it too. Sometimes it's done in the Catholic Church. Not often, though. I will tell you, I've been working in ministry for over 30 years, and I will tell you, our priests and deacons do a wonderful job at really being very, very kind to other faiths. Caroline, we'll join you in that prayer, and let's keep praying for unity. We need unity amongst the Christian body. What do you think?
We sure do. We sure mm-hmm. do. Not only in our religions, but in political affairs as well.
Sure, absolutely.
I think it would be a great benefit to everybody to find peace in their hearts. And I think the Presbyterian, I think the preachers would find it in their hearts a lot easier to find an education for themselves, and instead of finding untruths, to look in a book and to learn about the Catholic Church rather than grab at their opinions, uneducated okay. opinions about the religion. We're all working for the same goal, but they have a different way of getting to it.
Well, the interesting thing, though, I have to tell you, if you kind of look at some of their sermons, they will quote St. Francis of Assisi and St. Augustine and St. Thomas Aquinas. It's very interesting. So they go to our saints and they go to our church fathers. It's pretty fascinating. A lot of people, quote Mother Teresa and John Paul, too. So, I mean, we really have to stay in a good forward movement with our Christian brothers and sisters. And I think the more we pray... We will someday reach that unity.
Yeah, thank you, Caroline, for the call. We are so grateful that you've joined us. We will definitely be praying for that. And just one last little thing I would put on, a little cherry on top of that conversation. We have to try to place ourselves in the minds of those who are attacking the Catholic Church. They are not vengeful, spiteful people who hate other people. They think... They truly believe, Debbie, that the Catholic Church, many people do, believe that it's a cult, believe that it's going to lead people to hell. And so I think their motives are pure and right. It's just mm-hmm. a matter of misinformation, disinformation, and that mm-hmm. needs to be corrected. And there are many mm-hmm. resources out there to help do that, including Catholic
Absolutely.
Radio.
Well, and keep this in mind, too. A lot of people that criticize the Catholic Church, they were hurt by someone in the church, or they mm-hmm. were hurt by the church. And we have to remember that they're wounded from what the church has done to them. So that's not good either.
Yep.
Okay, we've got full phone lines, full social media. We've got messages coming in. Folks, just so you know, if we want, we can move this a little bit faster. Tell us, if you want to give us the first name so we can pray by first name, that's great. If you don't feel comfortable, God knows who your loved ones are. And then just so you know that I will put down after the show, because there's so much of prayer requests coming in. Everybody will get in the book, okay? So don't worry about that, Jerry.
Okay, we're going to go to Jody in Pace, Florida, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Jody. Thanks for waiting. Welcome.
Thank you. Excuse me. I'm asking that you pray for my husband, Mike. Mm-hmm. He has gastroparesis, which is an uncurable stomach condition. and he's really suffering, and there's nothing the doctors can do, but we know the great physician can heal him. And I'd also ask you to pray for my son, who's in prison for an accidental shooting. We would just pray that God be with him and comfort him, and if it's in his will, that he be released early.
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking at Debbie right now. Jody, we're together on Skype, and I see her feverishly scribbling your husband Mike's name in
and
there,
son. Mm-hmm.
And your son. How unfortunate for your husband Mike, and yet God doesn't allow, as the Bible says, more than we can handle. We're going to pray for relief. We're going to pray for that miracle that you probably all are praying for. In the meantime, and I know you're probably doing this. He's probably doing this, Jody. Just make sure that he presents this suffering to God for the salvation of souls, for the state of the church today, for the direction of our nation, for all of your family members. That is so powerful when we suffer anything. Paper cut, we can offer that to God. Incurable stomach ailment, we can offer that to God as well. So we'll be praying hard for what you guys want and your heart's desires and for God's will.
Absolutely. And real quickly, Jody, is Mike a man of a practicing faith?
Well, we are Christians, but I'm not a Catholic yet, but I've been listening to the 103.3 for about a month, and I don't understand everything, but listening has taught me a lot and has brought me comfort.
Good, good. Okay, so here's what I need you to do then. Grab a Bible, go to the New Testament, start reading the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. Start reading out loud just a couple scripture verses to your husband out loud. Would you do that? There's healing properties in the living word of God.
Yes, absolutely. Just from the Gospels, is there anything in particular?
Yes. Okay. So go to the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. Stay with Matthew, Mark, and Luke right now, but I would go to Psalms and Proverbs as well in the Old Testament. Psalms and Proverbs, and especially Psalm 91. And let Mike know, because his name is Michael, let Mike know that he has a guardian angel right with him who's going to help him through this stomach problems and what he is trying to get through. He's got to start getting into the living word of God, the scriptures. Would you do that, Jody? Very, very quickly. Get out loud just a couple minutes in the morning and the evening. Read to Mike. And if Mike can read out loud too, with you sitting there when two or more are gathered, he is present. God is present. Please, Jody, do that immediately for your husband.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Prayers from around the world are with you. Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I feel good about Mike's situation. I hope Jody will stay in touch with us. Okay. And her son, too. People are already praying for her son. We got a lot of mothers praying for kids. So, okay. Jerry, can I share something really quickly before we move on?
Sure.
EWTN News Nightly with Tracy Sable. A weeknights, 9 Eastern time on EWTN radio and television. Join Tracy Sable for the Catholic news perspective on top stories and reports from around the world. I love EWTN News Nightly. This is what I was talking about, folks. Go to places to get the news, the real truth, and you can get it at EWTN.
Well, Michael P. is watching on YouTube, praying for all those who have pulmonary and other health issues, for the safety of and welfare of all bishops, priests, deacons, and religious, as well as for all Christians, regardless of their faith traditions. Anna Marie praying for the clothespin the puppy ate. Wow. Part of, anyway. Doesn't cause any problems. Ugh, she says. And Kumar says, please pray for me for a stable heart for the Lord. Indeed, we will do that.
Absolutely. Okay, Mary's up next in Pennsylvania on Alexa. Hi, Mary. Welcome to our prayer show.
Oh, thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you for your ministry. I pray for you also, and Jerry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
We'll take it.
You're welcome. I'll try to make this. I need prayer for my husband and I are in our 80s. We've been married for almost 61 years, and kids went through... Catholic school. Praying for my 51-year-old daughter, who's my youngest, who's been living sexual lesbian lifestyle for 30 years. I've been praying for her. Went, to support groups. I read scripture every morning. But it's gotten What's bothering me right now is a conversation came up when my girls were here last week. I was trying to share something. My oldest daughter, who's been a teacher for 33 years, she was saying, Mom, you mean to tell me that her sister, who is a wonderful person, oh, she's a missionary in her own right in Philadelphia, but I said, she said, you mean to tell me that God will send her to hell because she's living sexually with her partner? I said, honey, it's not me saying that. I don't make God's rules. He does. I said, if she repents, of course. I said, I'm concerned about her soul. And she said, well, Mom, and this really, because my oldest daughter, too, is a beautiful person. And she said, Mom, I don't want to believe in a God like that then. And that was like, wow, you know. This is where a lot of the seem to be our grandkids also. Her kids have all left the church, like so many. There's so much heartache around the world, just everywhere. And I just need, I don't know, she's on so many prayer lines. And I just don't, you know, I've prayed and prayed. And I just pray for God to put someone there. That's always been my prayer. Because I know it probably won't be us, and we love her beyond. We love her. I mean, we learned that, thank God, in our support groups years ago.
Right.
And we love her. I mean, she's amazing. But, you know, yeah, so I just need a little direction from you and Debbie, Jerry, and okay. Also just prayers for all, for just this whole entire, even my daughter, who's a teacher, that we're trying to discuss the CRT and the LGBT, and oh my, my daughter Billy is like, she got almost irate over that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the call, Mary, so much, and praise God. God bless you and your beautiful husband, 61 years of marriage. Thank you for that witness to that beautiful sacrament and to the vocation that God called the two of you to. You know, it gets back a little bit to what Debbie was saying earlier to another caller. You've done your part, you know, and we have no doubt that you did it very, very well. You mentioned, I believe you were referring to this lesbian daughter as someone who is still, like, I think referring to her when you said she's still a missionary in some ways. And I was going to ask you, you know, has she maintained or attempted to maintain some semblance of faith in her life, Mary? Because a lot of people, when they choose that particular path in life, they can develop kind of a hostility toward the faith and toward the church. Has this daughter maintained, is she practicing her faith at all? Or you must see some signs of that in her life.
Yeah, well, she's been to Haiti. She's been everywhere to help, you know. And she loves the nuns and the churches, different churches. They feed the homeless. They have refrigerators for them. And they do all, you know, humanitarian, all these things. But she doesn't seem to want to hear anything. Like, once in a while, believe me, once in a while, I see something on EWTN. I've listened for years, watched. You know, I'll try to share something, and that's what I was trying to do, you know, a while back there with them, and they don't want to hear it, you know, and it was beautiful. I mean, it was, and that's what's hurting so much, because I'm like, Lord, please, you know, I probably won't see it in this life because of my age, of course, and my health, but I mean, I know God does miracles, and I've believed him for this for all these years. Mm-hmm. But I see it getting more. I see her just them getting, you know, and I don't preach to them. I've learned that, you know.
Yeah. Well, Mary, just real quickly here, we're going to hear the music close the show, and we have to pray still. You know, it's kind of a David and Goliath situation right now. You know, the forces in the world are reinforcing your daughter's choice of lifestyle right now. And she's got, you know, very few voices such as yours, maybe presenting charitably and politely the other position, the God position, the church's position. So keep praying. Okay, your prayers are never wasted. You mentioned that she won't listen basically very long to you or your family. A lot of people will not listen to those closest to them, but you did say something key, praying that God will put somebody in her life across her path that will just help her to at least examine the situation, look at it in light of the faith that you raised her in, and God willing, you will see good things happen in her life, and that'll be our prayer, Mary. You can hear that music right there, Deb, but yeah, we'll keep... go ahead.
Absolutely. And we have everyone else entered in. Suzanne, Mark, Donovan, Stacy, Mary, everybody on YouTube and Facebook. Jerry, will you lead us in prayer? We're going to continue. This is the start of our praying, and then we're going to keep going. Just keep going. Don't lose confidence.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. God, thank you for this day, for the gift of life, for the gift of faith. We pray that you would extend that gift of faith and the grace to receive it and accept it and live it to all people and hear all of these prayer intentions. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Okay, keep praying, folks. Okay, get stronger in prayer. Tomorrow, being a young adult in today's world, that's what we're going to be talking about on Take Two tomorrow. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. St. Joseph, please pray for all of us.